to the week in digital marketing so far. It's Friday, December 13th. We're going to get started like we do every week over on YouTube. Now we're going to go to YouTube. YouTube creators are threatening to quit the platform yet again, this time because YouTube rolled out even stricter harassment policies that creators are worried will infringe on their ability to speak freely on the platform. YouTube wrote the FTC and requested more clarification on what exactly constitutes a child-directed video. They're doing this in hopes of helping creators avoid massive fines and penalties from the FTC if those creators violate COPPA. Over on Google. Google has apparently stopped using a different bot to crawl and get content for Google News and has stated that they will use content from the web for Google News itself. Google's BERT machine learning was released on search results around the globe. Google's search quality rater guidelines were updated last week. The update appears to focus on diversity in the search results. Google released their top trending searches of 2019. On Wednesday, rumors of a new Google search algorithm update began swirling around the web. Google's BERT is now being used to organize news stories around specific topics. Google wants to add package tracking information to your search results. Google Ads appears to be rolling out image ad extensions. Google Ads will start trying to explain why a change in performance occurred. Google Ads is testing LSAs for local realtors. The test is taking place in Austin, Texas. And if you don't know what LSAs are, these are local service ads that when they're clicked on, go to a local service profile for a local business. This is all a paid environment, but it makes it look like it's a listing site or a business listing website, when in reality, it's all paid information updated and maintained by the local business with some information being pulled in from Google My Business. If you're a real estate agent or a rental realtor or leasing agent of any kind, you should check this out because it's probably going to roll out to every market around the country pretty soon. Business profiles on Google may start showing a review carousel or a carousel of Q&A responses when people do a search and that business profile shows up. This looks like it's related to Google's overall usage of BERT inside of search results, because this is something BERT would be really, really good at, is finding reviews or Q&A responses that are related to a long tail search result. Google is launching a new tool to replace Google News Producer and Google News Publisher Center, essentially merging the two tools together. And the new tool is called Google Publisher. I actually tested it yesterday. I'm having lots of problems with it breaking. It's not interacting with Search Console the way it's supposed to. So it looks like it's got a lot of bugs. This is the new way to get your content into Google News, even though you don't have to use it. Google looks like they're strongly encouraging you to use this to get your content listed in Google News. In the next update, Google Chrome is going to start warning users if their saved passwords have been stolen and distributed on the dark web. In Facebook news, Facebook has stated they will not be making any changes to their advertising tracking because after examining the CCPA, which takes place on January 1st, 2020, Facebook says they're already compliant. Facebook Ads released three new advertising reporting tools: cross-account reporting, custom metrics, and conversion path reporting. Facebook executives have outright rejected a U.S. government request for backdoors into encrypted messaging. A Facebook employee accepted thousands of dollars in bribes to reactivate banned accounts. That employee has since been fired, but the marketing firm that was paying these bribes says he wasn't the only one, and they actually still have no problems getting their fake accounts reinstated after they're banned. Over on Instagram, Instagram was down for several hours on Wednesday. If you were running Instagram ads, you might want to check and see how your performance was during that time. Over on the Snappity Chatty, Snapchat has a new feature called Cameos that's going to be released on December 18th. Cameos essentially allow you to take your face and deepfake it into GIFs and interactive emojis, sort of like Bitmoji, but just on the Snapchat platform. We take you now to Bing. Bing has said that if they try to crawl your website and they see major problems, they will probably try and reach out to you via email or some other form. So you may want to filter your emails and make sure you're getting messages from Bing. They might catch a major technical issue or a technical SEO issue that you missed before you catch it. Over on Pinterest. Pinterest has published a list of the top 100 trends for 2020. So if you are not a fashionable person like moi, you might want to go check that out, or maybe it'll help you inform your social media marketing or your content marketing campaigns. Here we go to Reddit. Reddit is testing a new feature to help stop comment brigading called crowd control. Over on Twitter. Twitter has a new project codenamed Blue Sky, which seeks to decentralize Twitter using a set of open standard protocols. The idea here is that other people will build their own smaller versions of Twitter using these open standard protocols. Those different versions of Twitter in this decentralized network will then feed content and tweets into Twitter and hopefully be moderated by the smaller groups of these independent developers before the content gets to Twitter, which will make Twitter's job of content moderation a whole lot easier. Of course, if you remember right, about a year or so ago, I'm not entirely sure on the exact date, Twitter actually changed their API rules and their API fees, and they started charging third-party developers who make Twitter clients a whole lot more money, which put a lot of those Twitter clients and these Twitter tools out of business. Twitter is now going back and saying, well, maybe we should create an open standards network and people can build decentralized versions of Twitter to feed content into Twitter, when it seems like they kind of already had that and they destroyed it and threw it away. So we'll see where this goes. There's no telling if Twitter even uses this open standard protocol that Project Blue Sky is going to create, but they are paying these people to create it and they're going to look at it. That's all we know so far. Twitter will start preserving the quality of JPEG images uploaded to Twitter. Previously, they did something called transcoding, which made the quality of photographs and stuff like that look worse than the original version. Now, when people click on a version inside of the tweet stream and it pops up, especially on your desktop, you'll probably see a nice, large, more beautiful version of that. Photographers may like this. Just remember, photographers, if you're watching this and you saw this, check out last week's episode where we told you Twitter's new terms of service actually gives them ownership of that big, nice, beautiful photograph you've just uploaded. So double-edged sword here, but that's a pretty good piece of news for people uploading high-quality imagery to Twitter. Twitter started a new Twitter account called Twitter Retweets, which seeks to make Twitter more fun. They started at the beginning of December, and they're essentially retweeting tweets they find on Twitter that are comedic and appear to be non-political in nature. Look it up, go follow it if you're trying to make your Twitter life a little less stressful and crappy. It's called Twitter Retweets. Bonus round! WhatsApp users are threatening to delete the app after Facebook updated the logo on WhatsApp to a logo that says WhatsApp from Facebook. SEO software company Conductor bought itself back from flailing co-working startup WeWork this week. I just wanted to say congratulations to the team at Conductor. I didn't think it was going to happen. I heard the rumors. I talked to some employees there. So I'm very proud of you guys and gals. I hope you guys do really well with this. Good job getting out of the WeWork fiasco. A scooter startup named Unicorn failed this week and sent a message out to everybody who ordered a scooter saying that the reason they failed is they spent all of their money on Facebook ads trying to sell the scooters, and no, they don't have any money left to give you a refund. AirAsia has shut down every single one of their call centers where humans answered complaints from people flying on AirAsia. They will now only and exclusively use chatbots and artificial intelligence to do customer service. A UK hardware store created a Christmas video for this holiday season, and it only cost them $130. This Christmas video is being called the best Christmas ad in the UK this holiday season. Now, it's not the first time that this hardware store has actually created a Christmas video. They've been doing it for 7 years. Nobody's really paid attention to the previous 6 years of Christmas videos, but this one, they really knocked it out of the park, got a lot of attention. It's not just a really nice kind of wholesome piece of news in our marketing world right now, but it's also a reminder that if you're struggling and you're making content and it isn't quite getting the response you want, keep going. You're going to get there pretty soon. This one is getting all kinds of press attention across the UK, across Europe, and even here in the United States. So, you know, keep going. You're going to get there soon. That's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you so much for tuning into this edition of our podcast. If you've been subscribed for a while and you've been listening for a while, awesome. Thank you so much for that. I wanted to give you a heads up that the year is coming to a close. We've only got one more episode before the end of the year. So if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. If you're looking for content over Christmas, we probably won't be releasing any, but we will release all the updates that happen the week of Christmas and the week after Christmas, the first week of January of next year. Thanks again so much for tuning into this podcast, and I'll talk to you next week.